Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Tonight, President Biden will try to make his case for another 4 years in office. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that Biden will use his State of the Union address to tell Americans how he has lowered health care costs and his plans for cutting them even more.
According to White House domestic policy adviser Neera Tanden, the president will remind Americans that Democrats passed legislation to allow the government to negotiate prices with drug companies. Now Americans no longer pay 2 to 3 times as much as other countries.
Americans were forced to bear these outrageous costs because pharmaceutical companies use their monopoly power to really put profits over patients. Under President Biden's leadership, that's changing, and without a single Republican vote in Congress.
Now, Tanden says the president wants to go further. Instead of Medicare negotiating the prices of up to 20 drugs a year, he wants legislation to increase that number to 50. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is suspending her bid for the Republican presidential nomination after a poor showing in the Super Tuesday contest. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, Haley supporters now have to decide what they'll do in November.
One-third tells me that they're going to look third party, or maybe they'll just leave the top of the ballot blank and vote down ballot. So that was common. Just as common were people who would say to me, oh, push comes to shove, I have to vote for Trump because there would be no other choice at that point, and I am a loyal Republican. But again, there was also a group that said they would vote for Biden.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation to protect IVF providers from prosecution or lawsuits. The measure was introduced and swiftly approved after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos used in vitro fertilization can be considered children. The White House is endorsing a bipartisan measure that would effectively ban TikTok if the app does not sever ties with its China-based owner. Details from NPR's Deepa Shivaram.
The bill was crafted with input from the White House. It gives the president the authority to ban TikTok if it's still owned by ByteDance. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's about ensuring that the ownership of TikTok isn't in the hands of those that could do harm.
We don't see this as banning these apps. That's not what this is. This is about our national security.
But despite all the concern, this hasn't stopped the Biden campaign from joining the platform in an effort to reach out to younger voters. The White House won't comment on the campaign's moves, but says the president is trying to reach Americans where they are. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Wednesday's gains. This is NPR News. A former software engineer is facing federal charges of stealing artificial intelligence technology while working for two companies based in China. 38-year-old Lin Wei Ding is accused of stealing trade secrets from Google, where he used to work. DOJ says the files involve hardware and software that Google uses in the development of AI programming. States relying on water from the Colorado River have unveiled two separate proposals for managing the waterway. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports that they're under pressure to agree on a single plan before the current rules expire in 2026.
Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico are behind one proposal. They say climate change means less snow in the mountains where the river starts, and their states are bearing the brunt. They're proposing cutbacks on the amount of water they send downstream to their neighbors each year. Those downstream states, California, Arizona, and Nevada, argue that would go against longstanding legal agreements and shouldn't be allowed. Their own proposal to the federal government includes a new method of figuring out when it's time to cut back on water use. All seven states say they want to keep working and find some agreement, but urgency is building as water managers try to reach a deal ahead of a possible administration change after November's presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Prosecutors in New York have dropped a case alleging three collectors conspired to sell handcrafted lyrics from the Eagles classic Hotel California. The group's co-founder Don Henley maintains that the property was stolen and says he'll take his arguments to civil court. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.